Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Time now for Car Talk and a little bit of music. I'm Tom Davis, along with our good friend Brad Dunges from the Dunges family of automobiles. How you doing, Brad?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning out there. We've had such great luck on Thursday mornings the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
This late summer stuff is awesome. It's a beautiful, cool morning, and got up, had a little run this morning. It was really nice.
Good. You know,
did you go running?
Huh?
Did you go running?
Not today, but I do walk a mile or better every day, and good. I got up to an eighth of a mile.
Cool.
That's then he awesome. Had to call the ambulance. But,
yeah.
You know,
it was a beautiful morning
it
outside.
Yeah,
that's
it
what
is.
I like.
Yeah, indeed, this is my favorite time of the year. It really is.
Yeah, it is. It's great. We got schools back and going. We got the high school sports getting after it. We got so much going on in the community. We've mm-hmm. got our friends from OK Mozart, or OKM,
hey,
it's sometimes
Michaela.
Called now. Michaela, say hello.
Hello, it's good to be with you.
Yeah, Michaela Curlis is here, and she's the Director of Development at OKM Music now. And mm-hmm. the Oktoberfest Festival is coming up right around the corner.
I can hear the oompas.
Yeah, the oompas. I like the oompas and the chicken dance and all the great old-time stuff. It's a good party and great time to get out in Bartlesville. And all to support the OKM Festival and all the great programming that you guys do. It's a big deal every year.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Brad, we just want to thank you for being one of our sponsors this year at Oktoberfest. And all of us at OKM are just really geared up towards getting this festival up and running and, you know, making it the best one yet. We have a lot coming down the pike. It's for those of you who aren't aware of what Oktoberfest is. It's going to be happening on October 2nd from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. It has a new location, so it's going to be at Dewey and Crossing 2nd Street, so right in front of Crossing 2nd and Cooper and Mills Brewery. And in fact, those two are also another one of our sponsors, and they're going to be providing the beer, the wine, a lot of the food, like snacks of pretzels and everything. We also have the Nook and Scissor Tail, who will be providing even more beer. So for you beer lovers who like to drink, come on out and
well,
enjoy the party.
That's a theme at Oktoberfest.
That is a big
but
theme.
You don't have to drink beer to enjoy the party.
No, you
it's
don't.
The food is awesome.
Beer,
and
exactly. And, you know, we also have Price's mm-hmm. Meat Market. So they're going to be providing, like, the main course of food, the bratwurst and all of the German work. So if you like food, for that matter, then you can enjoy that. We also have the eatery, and they're going to be providing the sweets and the dessert. Mm-hmm. We have coffee from Rosso's Coffee. So we have a little bit of everything, really, for mm-hmm. anyone who...
And, of course, music, too.
And, of course, music. That's the best part. We mm-hmm. have the German-American Society from Tulsa, and they're going to be providing the wonderful German dancers who are going to be doing some polka and live dance, you know, very interactive with the crowd. And then you have the two different bands, and that's Blaschkapelle and Machschell, and, you know, they'll be playing all throughout the night, so it's a come-and-go thing. You're welcome to stay as long as you want for the whole event, because we have different activities going throughout the night, or, you know, if you're just coming and you have kids, those activities end around 8 p.m., so it's really up to you as to how much fun you'd like to have.
Awesome. It sounds like a great time. And it's this is several years in a row OKM's put on the Oktoberfest. Do you know how many years it is?
Yeah, it's actually this is our fourth year
mm-hmm.
of being mm-hmm. doing Oktoberfest.
That's
and
awesome.
We've done this and the Chris Kindle Market. Both of them are German themed because of our roots in OK Mozart, who of course was German. Mm-hmm. So
that's right. And the festival itself goes back, you know, for decades here in Bartlesville, and it's such a great event in Bartlesville. It's really, you know, it brings I know a lot of people that the first time they ever came to Bartlesville was to come to a concert at OKM. And, you know, we had for a long time there, we had the musicians coming from New York and the Solisti Orchestra. And what a great event it's been, and it's brought so much talent to Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
And the festival's evolved over the last few years. It's evolved and, you know, through the whole time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's become, really connected, diverse in its music each summer. And, you know, really these last couple years with the changes, with the stuff going on, it's really become an international festival, too. And
it has. No, for sure. And, you know, OKM is constantly evolving to try and stay relevant and try and, just really promote music to all generations across the board. And so that's why we have expanded into being a multi-genre music festival. You know, we were known primarily for being classical. Mm-hmm. And that was our roots.
Makes sense with
and
Mozart.
It makes sense, yes, exactly. Mozart, classical. But now we've expanded to incorporating more jazz and contemporary and rock even. And, you know, this past year we even had the Baha Men. So we had a little bit of pop music culture there.
And great Oklahoma musicians now.
Yes. So we had the Jack Settle. And he was very highly regarded by a lot of the people who came and saw him. And so we just have a very eclectic mix, and we try to make it to reach out to everyone. And, yes, exactly, for... what you were saying, Brad, about it being international with all of the changes, certainly that is true, because with COVID we had to expand to a virtual platform. Mm-hmm. And this past year we actually, between our in-person attendees and our virtual viewers, we had over 100,000 views.
That's
which
amazing.
Was amazing, a record for OKM. And so we're excited to keep that on as we move forward into the future, to be able to offer our patrons both an in-person and a virtual option.
That's awesome. It'd be a great event coming up then, October 2nd, Oktoberfest, downtown at Cooper and Mill, and by Crossing Second.
Yes.
So, awesome.
You know something you said, Mach Schnell? I think the loose translation is going fast. And that kind of translates into the vehicles in Dundas. No, they're going fast.
They are going fast. That's been a theme that recently. And I'll tell you, that we are starting to get more new vehicles on the ground. They're still not lasting very long, but... But this last week, we finally got a good several F-150s, mm-hmm. a bunch of Explorers. We've got stuff coming from Toyota all the time. We've got a Sienna on the ground now, a couple of RAV4s. Lots of great inventory. You know, it's everything's turning so quickly now. If you are in the market for a car, you want to reach out to one of our great non-commissioned sales consultants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can help hook you up with that, what's coming, and we'll get you set with exactly what you need. Because we can still find it, and there's some great deals out there now, too. We've got a 21 Escape that we've discounted now. You might want to come check that out. There's a bunch of great used car deals, too. So definitely go to the website and check things out if you're in the market for a car.
You know, something that Escape won't last long, because I got to tell you, that's another one of those things with Ford. It's fun to drive.
That's right. And another one that you might want to be interested in, I mentioned the Explorers, but we've now got two of the ST, the Explorers. Mm-hmm. This is the high-performance Ford version of the Explorer. It's got a bunch of premium upgrades, you know, all the technology, sunroof, all the stuff, and it's a great vehicle. We've got a Super Duty in stock right now, on the ground, ready to go, a 21 Super Duty, a single rear wheel Lariat vehicle. It's got a whole bunch of option packages also. And it's much less than the competition out there. It's priced to sell, and we've discounted that. We've got a couple of F-150 XLs. Mm-hmm. These are 4x2 models, but we've got great deals on these. These are right at $40,000, and it's a great truck, great option packages on it, too, and over $6,300 on both those in premium packages. So great inventory right now. You know, it's really been turning quickly this summer. We've talked a lot about the great used car values. If you're looking to trade in your vehicle right now, you definitely are going to get as much historically relative to the new car price as you ever have. It's really a great time to trade, and that's given us an opportunity to step up on a bunch of vehicles and get a great used car inventory. On the Toyota side now, we've got a Toyota RAV4 Hybrid XLE in stock on the ground, ready to go.
Nice.
That one hasn't sold before it landed. We had, I think, this week, three or four different of those RAV4s showed up. Three of them have already sold. That's the only one that's left. So I talk about it, they're turning so quickly, you don't want to blink or they'll sell before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also been some great... deals in service. We've got tire sales going on in both stores, and you can check that out online at dungeonschoice.com.
And that Dungeon's Choice take you everywhere you want to go.
That's right. You can even work your own deal in there, go in there and play with your payment. You know, put your credit in. It won't affect your credit score.
No.
Put your name in. You can get all the information you need. You can actually work the deal just like the sales manager does. Calculate your payment. You know, play with the amount down that you have. You can do your trade valuation. It's all right there online, and just click Work My Deal.
And you know something? It goes to all three of the brands. It goes to the service department. And
that's right.
It can take you anywhere you want to go.
Well, you can even schedule an appointment right there online.
Yeah.
On any of the websites. You go in, you put your phone number or a little bit of information.
Mm-hmm.
You can find your vehicle if you've been in before, or you can just put a little bit of information in if you've never been in. Schedule your appointment. It'll go. They'll be ready for you when you show up, and ready to take care of you for your oil change or whatever it is you need.
Oh, there you go. And speaking of that, that's worth its weight in gold, the way you have that priced with the oil change and the tire rotation.
Yeah.
You know, one time you're in, you're out relatively quick if you schedule your appointment. And on top of that, folks get in to see what you can't see, and you can see what trouble may be down the line. And maybe if you're just looking good, they'll tell you, you're looking good.
Of course. Why don't we do that 120-point inspection every time your vehicle's in? We'll top off all the fluids. If we do a tire rotation, we can get in there and measure your brakes, do mm-hmm. some real inspection of the brake system, which you want to do every once in a while.
Okay.
And I do think people really, you know, a lot of times people are like, do I really need a tire rotation? But it's one of the most important maintenance things you can do to maintain your vehicle. Obviously, your tires are critical to its performance, to mm-hmm. your safety when you're riding the vehicle. And they're a wear item that if your tires aren't rotated, they can wear much quicker.
Mm.
Keeping them rotated allows for even wear around the vehicle and can really extend the life of your tires. And
it
so
can.
It's something we recommend every 5,000 miles. And even if you've got a vehicle that the oil change isn't needed, you know, maybe, so a lot of vehicles now will go longer on oil life. So you still need to consider doing your tire rotation every 5,000 miles.
And remember, at school, you're busier in the vehicle than you've ever been, and winter's right around the corner.
That's right. And the tires are going to need to be working in this heat we have mm-hmm. now with the late summer weather. And pretty soon we'll be having cold weather and ice and rain, and we're going to need to be ready for that.
So Oklahoma, make up your mind.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, as Will said. I mean, just wait a minute.
Yeah. It's true. That's about the most accurate weather prediction I've heard.
Yeah, hopefully we have good weather for Oakland
yes.
Mozart.
Let's hope.
The Oktoberfest Festival coming up. And it's a good time of year, so it should be good.
I know. Sometimes the Oklahoma weather just really, really messes with you. Can't be very predictable with
but
that.
But with the tents and stuff, you guys are good pretty
good.
Much
exactly.
whatever's going on.
Oktoberfest, you've got the tents, the Chris Kendall Market, that's going to be inside. Mm-hmm.
So
we won't have to worry about the weather, actually.
Yeah, and I saw some stuff about that, an email about Chris Kendall coming up and preparations for the Christmas season stuff. And
yes.
Yeah.
So our location for Chris Kendall Market is going to be at the St. John Before the Latin Gate Catholic Church.
All right.
Yes. It's specifically going to be in the Father Lynch Hall and the school's gymnasium, which is wonderful.
It is
lots
big.
Of space, huge arena. And so we're going to have probably 60-plus vendors locally from Bartlesville. We even have a few who come from, like, Tulsa, the outskirts of Kansas and Arkansas, who come and join this event. So it's just a really fun way to bring the community together during the holiday season. And, of course, since we are OKM Music, there's going to be wonderful music there. This is a time where OKM partners with a lot of youth organizations here, like the Bartlesville Jazz Choir, the Bartlesville School System, Everett Music Studios. So all of those different places, even private music instructors. And we try and get the youth out to give them an opportunity to show their talent, to really perform for family and friends in a safe environment. And so that's really excited. We're really excited about that, you know, aspect of this event.
Yeah. And any funds that are raised go to children's programming throughout the festival
exactly.
and throughout the year.
Yes, we try to keep, you know, Oktoberfest, well, really all of our events, but, you know, here at Oktoberfest, all of our children's activities are going to be free. For the music festival, we try to keep most of our music programming completely free to children, because we do believe that the arts is important to the younger generations, to build them up and develop them into really well-rounded individuals who are community-minded and devoted to helping out their peers. And, you know, music has in the past really shown that it does help. The arts do help in creating better skills for gross motor development or even for critical thinking. And so we try and make sure that music is accessible to anyone, no matter their background and no matter their financial restrictions.
That's great. It is so important. And Bartlesville is so rich in all the different opportunities the youth have to get connected in something that helps them, you know, whatever they're interested in. Because, you know, they're all going to, you know, it'll be a little bit different for everybody. But whether it's the FFA and 4-H and raising animals and all the work that goes into that, or it's the discipline of music and you know, we've got great theater programs and outstanding youth programs at the Boys and Girls Club and throughout the community. And they all really kind of lead to this great, great culture we have here. And I think that's, you guys have been a part of it for so long. It's really a great, great thing. And I love your children's programming. I do think that it really is one of the highlights of this festival every year.
Well, thank you. Yes, we are, you know, really excited for the festival next year, because as we talked about earlier in the program, OCAM is constantly trying to expand into different realms of art. And mm-hmm. So, you know, like next year, I think we're working on incorporating dance into the festival.
I mean, you must be working already on
we
on
are,
scheduling
yes.
Acts.
We're constantly trying to look ahead at the next thing while still preparing for what's, you know, present. But I think that we are trying to starting to incorporate, you know, a multi-genre, not just in music, but multi-genre in different arts as well, because they are sort of all interrelated and they work together to complement one another.
That's it. It should be very interesting. It'll be exciting to see what develops there. And let's go ahead and remind people about the Oktoberfest coming up and the timing on that.
Yeah, so Oktoberfest, again, is October 2nd. It is from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Dewey Avenue and 2nd Street. It is a ticketed event, so if you have questions or would like to buy tickets, you can always call the office at 918-336-9900.
There's probably volunteer opportunities,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. We need a lot of volunteers for all of our different events. It wouldn't be possible to put these events on without our generous sponsors and also without, you know, the hard work of all of the volunteers who go to, you know, put this together. And so if you're interested, you can go onto our website at okmmusic.org. There's a tab for Oktoberfest, and if you click on that, that'll bring you to all the different ticket prices, and it'll also, you can go and find a volunteer sign up. So if you're,
great.
Yeah.
So the sign-up's right there, too.
The sign-up's right there on the website. If you have any questions, you know, stop by the office. We're downtown. Or like I said, call. You can also email us at hello@okmmusic.org.
Easy to find downtown. You got the buffalo with all the music notes on it.
Exactly. We make it very easy for you. You can't miss us.
Great. And you have such a great office there, and your the performance place there is also really
Ambler
great.
Hall. Yeah.
Oh, Ambler Hall, yes. We use that.
A great gym.
We used that this past year's festival for a few of our events. It is a really great venue.
It is. Great stuff going on at OKM Music. And, of course, every year we've got the great festival, but it goes on all year. And that's one of the things I wanted to bring you on, just so people don't think it's just a summer thing. And how important it is to keep this going. And I hope people will get out and support the Oktoberfest and the Chris Kendall programming later. And is a great organization and helps our community a lot.
Well, thank you. And you know what? For all of those who are listening, go out and buy some cars. Because, you know, from everyone who I've spoken to, Dungis Auto and Family, they really rely on them for great service, for great products, for, you know, just going above and beyond helping them as a customer.
And, you know, for all this time, we've been in Bartlesville for over 8 decades now. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, it really gets back to how my grandfather and grandmother started in the business. And they definitely had, you know, looked for ways to connect and to help people get going. Or that baseball team they sponsored. But, you know, this is our 81st year sponsoring baseball.
And just crushing that record for Guinness.
You know, up to OKM. And I know my Uncle Bob was on the board at the very first few years, and we started lending vehicles to the musicians mm-hmm. that would come from New York. That's our history with the organization. We would have a bunch of vehicles out back in those days. We had more cars on the ground. So it was one of the perks of the musicians coming to Oklahoma, right? They can't, New York City, they may not even have owned a vehicle.
Right.
And you come here and there's all these places to explore and get out. And we'd hear stories of their going to Woolah Rock and the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve and Tulsa and all over. Mm-hmm. And it was a great time. We got to know the musicians and it was really special. It was lots of fun. Great relationships. And lots of people out there remember that. And, the festival's changed, as we mentioned, but it's still a great, great opportunity for people to really get out and explore the arts and learn about music and other performance arts.
No, that's amazing. And I think that type of partnership and camaraderie is what OKM and Dungis is all about. It seems like your family has a long history of going out and doing community service and really being there for the people of Bartlesville. And that's what OKM hopes to do through different partnerships with other organizations, is just to really build the community and connect one another, because in small cities like Bartlesville, that's really what we need to do and focus on.
That's maybe one of the big points, right? Is, we have lots of organizations. We all kind of compete in a way for the same people's attention and dollars and all that. But through the strength of our community, we're able to keep them all going. The richness of our community is certainly enhanced by that. You think of all the arts organizations in our town and how important it is that we work together and that you're connected, and you guys do a great job of that.
We'll just leave the competitive spirit for the metropolitan areas, right?
We don't need that. No, this is about, like I said, of making Bartlesville a better place to live and visit. I think that's one thing about OKM is it really, I had a sales manager recently retired and moved to Colorado, but we were talking as he left, and Roy told me, the first time I ever came to Bartlesville, and he ended up moving here and living here for a long time, but was to come to a concert at OKM, and now he's moved on to Colorado, and he may never be back, but it was,
his draw.
OKM was what brought him here, mm-hmm. and he had been a classical musician earlier in life and still plays the piano, so that's just one story of how this festival is rich and has helped our community.
And if you ever need a room for, OKM, or if you ever need a room for the upcoming Oktoberfest, I imagine now that all the Hollywood types are going to be moving on here in a little bit, Price Tower would probably have a couple.
Yeah, there's a few that we've got. Right now the Price Tower is doing great. You mentioned the Inn and
got the movie stars.
They've been there some, but we've certainly got availability. This last year at Price Tower has been very different. We've been a lot busier on the weekends than we used to be because business travel has changed quite a bit. And getting the plaza open downstairs has been great. We're still working on getting copper open upstairs, and we'll be looking to expand the menu and just keep offering more services as we get into the holiday season coming up.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of stuff going on down at Tower Center at Unity Square. Definitely be checking that out. And other things we're going to be getting involved in here are we've got Woolah Rock Road Race coming up soon. We've got great fall programming there, where if you are wanting to run the race, you need to start your training now. That's just a few weeks away, but that'll
I'll
be
there
great.
In a couple of years.
We did mention some of the great inventory we're getting. You're not planning really to run that race, I don't think.
One of these days. I'm working on it. The will is there.
You don't have to. You can do the fun run. You could do it's short. You don't have. That's not a competitive race. You could do your walk and it's a beautiful spot.
I'm only competing against me in a calendar.
That's right.
That's how they time me.
So I mentioned earlier the great new car inventory. We've started to build up a little bit more inventory on the ground, so you can come and take a look at that. We can go find just about anything you want. If you're patient and give us a chance, we could even place an order and get exactly what you want. We've had a bunch of people's orders from earlier this summer have started to arrive. Mm-hmm. We've got lots of vehicles right now in the pipeline. I think over 93 Fords on their way. Mm-hmm. So lots of stuff coming. So if you are interested in a new vehicle, now's a good time to check that out and talk to your sales consultant and find out what we can help you before it even gets here. Mm-hmm. Get your name on it.
My goodness sakes. I tell you what, you got it all covered out there and covered so well. The buying experience is really something else. Sometimes when you get that urge or that need to buy a vehicle, sometimes you go, gosh, is it really worth it? Well, yeah, because about 40 minutes or less, you're done.
We try to make it respect your time.
Make it
a simple process.
And it's fun because you learn a lot, too.
We put our great market-based prices online. Uh-huh. We're going to give you our 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty at no additional cost on all new vehicles you purchase. Most of our used vehicles come with certification also, whether if it's Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln. We also have our Dungas Q certified vehicles. So most of our cars come with an extended warranty, a powertrain warranty that's going to cover most of the heavy driving parts of your vehicle. And of course, you can upgrade that.
Yeah.
We've got great finance deals right now. There's 0% out there for different lines at both Ford and Toyota. Mm-hmm. And there's just, like I said, lots of great opportunity right now because there's great used car values and your trade-in is worth more than probably ever before.
That is the Dungeon's difference, and I want to tell you, it works and it works well, and it keeps you coming back, and you often find yourself recommending to friends, hey, you know, it's a little different over here. It's a lot easier. In fact, it's simple.
Well, and we have our great team, too.
You
Michelle
do.
And the rest of the
you
sales
do.
Team, her team is really focused on your experience.
And, it is.
And because they're non-commissioned, they're not paid more whatever you buy. You can buy the most expensive Lincoln we have in stock or a used car, you know, that's 10 years mm-hmm. old. And, you know, everybody needs something different. And we want to serve everybody with that respect and comfort and simple philosophy that we have.
It is. And it's real easy. It starts with either getting online. Or just dropping by and saying hi.
Yeah, no, come on down.
The
old-fashioned way is really where we're most comfortable. Yeah. It's what my team is really best at, truthfully. But we love to work with you online or on the phone, wherever it is. And I'll tell you, today, we're with the inventories like they are, we're working with customers all over the country every day. it's kind of
I see the stamp odd. In 5 states now.
Now, in the last few weeks, I know we sold a new Sequoia to some folks from San Antonio. We sold a used van to some people from Arizona. We sold a used Expedition to another dealer from like Mississippi or something.
Wow, that's getting a ways.
Yeah. I mean, so it's just kind of crazy in the world today. You know, mm-hmm. online you can go and look and find a million vehicles. I mean, that's probably not an overstatement. You know, so we try to make that simpler for you, and I know a lot of our customers are that way. They don't want to spend that time it takes to go through that process of looking through a million vehicles.
That can be overwhelming.
And it can. And you know, the other thing at Dungeness that you know we don't always talk about is our sales consultants work all brands.
So
it's not like, you know, they can't. You have to meet someone else to go look at a Ford, mm-hmm. and I think that's a great benefit. I think sometimes you know that's one of the hardest things, is you know talking your way out of the dealership to go somewhere else. And we're not going to be like that anyway. We're not going to put pressure on you, and you know we may ask for your business, but we want to make it easy for you to buy. We'll let you go, but we definitely want to show you your options, and that's really what we train our team to do.
All right. Well, we got the Oktoberfest coming up. Dates?
Oktoberfest, yep, October 2nd. So come on out in your, we have a costume contest, so come on out in your Lederhosen, yes, and your German garb. And so from 4 to 11 p.m., also got the Chris Kindle Market coming up. That's on November 6th. And so for all of those who are handy with crafts or want to have something to sell that's Christmas-related, or even if it's not Christmas-related, you know, mm-hmm. come call it at OKM and see if you'd like to be a vendor.
All right.
That's awesome. And great time out there on October 2nd. Lots of events. And check it out at the OKM.org website.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Thank you both for being in here with us today for Car Talk.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. Dignity.